From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro presented his 2020 budget to the county legislature on Wednesday, October 31st. The $512.9 million spending plan, according to Molinaro, provides the, and I quote, largest property tax levy cut in 20 years, end quote. The budget includes 1.4% spending increase designed to cover Dutchess tourism, additional funds for Arts Mid-Hudson, and the creation of the Tommy Zurhellen Fund to support homeless veterans. Molinaro said reductions in spending, including lower health care premiums for county employees, have helped keep the spending increase under 1.5%. Sales tax revenue are estimated to be $210 million in 2020. For those receipts, Molinaro plans to share $33 million with the county's towns, villages, and cities, an increase of $2 million over last year. Molinaro also plans to put $29.5 million into the county's aging roads and bridges, including the paving of 20 miles of county roads and the replacement or repair of 13 bridges and 4,000 feet of guide rails. The county legislature's Budget, Finance, and Personnel Committee will begin its review of Molinaro's proposed spending plan next week. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Figueroa is reporting for NYUP.com. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has reversed the 2013 decision to ban hunting with firearms on 5,300 acres maintained by SUNY ESF in the Adirondacks. The ban was enacted following passage of the SAFE Act. The amendment signed recently by Governor Andrew Cuomo to legislation now enables the college to restore firearm hunting on the properties. The governor signed the bill October 4th, and it took effect October 17th in time for the gun deer hunting season in the northern zone, which opened October 26. The amendment covers the 2,500-acre Pack Forest demonstration area in Warrenburg in Warren County and the 2,800-acre Dubar Memorial Forest adjacent to SUNY ESF's Ranger School in Wanakia near Cranberry Lake in St. Lawrence County. And you can read the full story at nyup.com. Kayla Harris is reporting for the Times Union. A bill proposed in the state legislature October 30th would give those incarcerated by the state of New York the right to vote. State Senator Kevin Parker, Democrat of Brooklyn, introduced the legislation. The measure quickly met with backlash from Republican state lawmakers who say people who have violated the law do not deserve a voice in the society they have wronged. The issue is also a contentious one within the Democratic Party. When the idea was floated earlier this year, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo was against it. He said in an April interview with CNN, and I quote, "You are in prison for a felony. You are paying your debt to society. I don't think you should have the right to vote and participate as a full citizen," end quote. The bill memorandum argues that giving incarcerated people the right to vote would help Black and Latino communities. The bill memorandum states, and I quote, "Preventing those with felony convictions from voting is a maneuver to disempower Black voters. If an incarcerated individual can be counted as a whole person in the census, then why can't their vote be counted in an election?" End quote. Under the measure, an incarcerated person would be considered a resident of the county and town they lived in before they were imprisoned. Only Vermont and Maine give the incarcerated the right to vote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Catskill trustee Joseph Kozlowski claims on Facebook that there will be public hearings and a rescheduled monthly village meeting at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. The meeting is not listed on the village website. The regular monthly Catskill Village meeting is moved because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and there will also reportedly be a public hearing about the final draft of the comprehensive plan. The meeting will be held at the Senior Center located on Academy Street off Thompson Street. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.